a dipshit.
Alright, I'm gonna do a match here. Zombies in Spaceland. Record while I'm playing. You know, two birds, one stone. It might not be a good episode. Probably like all of them. Right now I'm in the lobby and it keeps on saying loading 1-3, 1-3, 1-3, 1-3, 1-3. What it is these fucks keep on joining a match and they're trying to find someone who is higher level because this is a new account. And I mean, they're only at level 3, so I don't know what these fucktards are doing, but. Let's see. Oh, a different one that's at level 1. So, it's not very fun whenever you're playing with someone at the low level when they don't know exactly what they're doing. I'm not the best at the game, so I don't really give a shit. But whenever. Whatever. Sometimes I play on the lobbies that way. I just fuck around and play it for about an hour or so, if that. But I usually go solo and try and do the Easter egg. Like I said, I'm not very good at video games. And I don't spend as much time playing video games as what most people around my age do. But, you know, when I can, why not? So, should be on Twitch or something right now, but I'm not. I'm just chit-chatting. But, I'm gonna pop these balloons. There's not a point in really doing it unless you're doing the Ghosts and Skulls challenge. And I ain't doing the Ghosts and Skulls, but just activate it in case one of these new fuckers know how to play that machine. So I'm gonna piss them off, open the first door, because I got 20 bucks that or 200 bucks that I needed. Looking right here, the first. Oh! Of course they left the game because I opened the door. I found the calculators right there on the first bench. I might upload this as a video. Let's start recording it. I got a couple recorded, but I've died on all of them. I should just do a compilation of all the times I die and get knocked down because I'm an idiot. Get knocked down in early rounds because I usually play with the TV sound off. And whenever I'm playing with the TV sound off, I can't hear the one or two zombies I have left in that round coming at me, and I'm playing the video games or whatnot, but all these people are leaving because I opened up the door. But I opened the door early to do the robot challenges, alright? Maybe I'll get lucky and someone will start the game with 25,000 points. It's really cool whenever that happens, they just run around. That's why I want to complete the Easter egg. You get to run around and just open all the doors and fucking cause mayhem. And then leave the game. Kill 8 zombies while jumping. I usually keep the starting pistol for as long as possible. And what a shocker. I mean, I'm sitting here talking about a game that is easily 8 years old, probably. I don't know. And, you know, sometimes I'll talk about relative shit. Sometimes not really. Sometimes I'm just doing my thing. YOLO, dog. Look at this one fucker. Boom! Headshot. Oh, he didn't die. Yeah, I usually keep the starting pistol. And once I get my first perk card, I end up going and getting the rifle, the M1 that's right in the beginning. And from there, do the first, my little first Fate and Fortune card. And that one gets me the double doll hairs. It's usually how I'll do that one. Go, 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 go. 9 zombies from distance. It's a distance, fuck nuts. You're supposed to be killing people. Dude tried to go through the door that's not even, the portal that's not even open. I'll save you, bro. It was the jock that was down, if you're wondering. Like I said, I'm not expecting you guys to hang out through this one. But I'm just talking some nonsense, doing what I do. Oh, I'm out of ammo. Run all the way across the map. Power slide. Power slide. Get the M1. Fix this window. Kill that bitch. Boom. Suck it. Two words for you. Yeah, I'm not, like I said, I'm not very good. It's just something I do occasionally and I play. I got back on WWE 2K19 the other day because, I'm balling on a budget and playing all the outdated games. But I was gonna do make some characters and do some videos like that. If I could have made a whole gang of characters, I would have easily done the if I could have got a whole gang of characters, I would have done a Royal Rumble. That would have been I won't say exactly which characters I'm gonna make. Still looking up that stuff on making the characters, and I think it'd be pretty cool though. Mystic Rick Fan Club has some cool ones on Instagram. The dude's got a legit YouTube channel that has really cool videos. Theo Von, Tom Segura, Mr. Rick, The Machine. He's got all these videos of them doing like their ring entrances. And it's fun to watch, so it made me think that it'd be fun to do some stuff like that. But you gotta go on and upload the video or upload a picture of who you're wanting to make one of. And I don't know. It seemed like something I may want to dabble into and try to do. Make some fun wrestling type characters and make their intro videos and then do a whole Royal Rumble ranked up. And but then whenever I started doing it, I realized it was a whole process, so then I just figured I'd hop on to zombies. We got the clowns, the clown round. Stay over here, you jock. You keep falling down, you dumb fuck. Clowns are pretty cool on here though. If you just hit them one time with a hollow point or full metal, they usually go down. I'm currently in third. Boom. But as far as what else is going on, I'm halfway through second season of The Americans. I guess I could talk about that while this is on. I'll talk about the first season of The Americans. If you guys haven't seen it yet, it's on Prime. It's one of the shows that's made by FX but not on Hulu for some reason. I don't know if Mickey didn't want them in the mix of stuff. Oh, they're opening up random doors. Okay, that's fucking great. But the first season of The Americans is basically these covert spies, and they're in America during the Cold War. And from what I looked up about this show is it actually had to go through the CIA. Each episode before it was sent to the studios had to go through the CIA or whatever, so that way they would approve it, because it's roughly based off of a different couple of Soviet spies that's from a different time and everything like that. I don't remember exactly what time, but I'm on the second season. Ooh, we just got the double doll hairs on here. No radio over here in this area, but I'm on the second season. The first season's pretty good. It's showing how deep they got, and there's a neighbor moves in next to him, and it's an FBI agent. And then the main spy, the Russian dude, his one of his covers is he's having an affair, not really affair because he's a spy and his marriage is fake, but he's sleeping with someone who is the supposed snitch for this asshole shooting me. He's acting like I'm the reason why he fell 800 times already today. But he is basically he's in the KGB and the assistant of someone in his of the FBI agents. God damn, I'm all over the place, but I'm being attacked here on all fronts. I might have to do a different episode. Check it about the Americans, but check out the new YouTube special. White immigrant. Psst, quiet. Dogs barking at nothing. Hey, stop barking. I'm doing important stuff. I'm playing zombies while talking into nothing and sending my thoughts out into space. Hey, my thoughts are going into a satellite. Shut your mouth. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I just checked out on YouTube Ryan Long's special, The White Immigrant. A really good one. He's from Canada, buddy. So. As far yeah. Sorry, I had a malfunction. My phone was knocked down. The YouTube special, Ryan Long, White Immigrant. It's on YouTube. It's good. He's got a podcast called The Boys. I just started watching it. This dickhead fell down again. He's gotten one kill. Help! 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 I'm down! I've fallen and I can't get up! We're gonna leave you down, buddy. I'm pretty sure you don't even know how to play the arcade games to come back. So, the FBI agent on the Americans. He had just moved in next door next to these Soviet spies, and he's unaware that they're Soviet spies. And the spies' names are Elizabeth and Philip. So, oh, all these assholes are falling down. I'm gonna leave them. I'll run up and teabag them real quick. Eat balls! And then, so Philip and Elizabeth, they are KGB operatives. And on the first episode, they get a new neighbor, and that neighbor happens to be a counterintelligence spy person for the FBI, whose job solely is to find Russian spies. So this dude is living right next to some KGB high ups, and he's hanging out with them and chit-chatting them up. Well, this FBI agent, I'm slipping on his name at the moment, but he happens to have an affair going on with a KGB person who says that she's not in the KGB anymore, but she is now. She's playing the double-ended sword, where they're requesting information on him, and she's telling them wrong information, and I think he actually broke her heart, and now she is just kind of playing the game that they've all been playing this whole time. And then it's really crazy to watch these people have this fake relationship, and then they're off banging other people each night. Dude, Philip, one of his other side pieces that he has is a lady who's the secretary for the FBI. So the show's just crazy because all this little shit of like string pulling in between, like with all these little interminglings of all these different people, it's really cool stuff. And their handler, Claudia, shows up, and they're not a fan of Claudia's. But the whole first season's them going through, and Elizabeth is actually in love with a guy who's like a member of the Black Panthers party. And holy shit, what's happening here? There's 1,000 zombies running at these people. These guys have no idea what they're doing. Ah, zombie, 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 zombie. Yeah, these people have fallen down so many times. I mean, some of them have more kills than me, but each one of them, if this was like World of Warcraft, I would be like the healer. But I'm now on season two. I was the Americans. And now it's getting to the point to where these kids of these Soviet spies are starting to get their own little they're getting their own American teenage rebellious attitudes, and their parents keep on being like, "Oh, well, you don't understand when it was your age," and they're like, "Yeah, well, we don't know who the fuck your grandma, who the fuck your mom is," so because the kids have never met their grandparents. It's a sham of a relationship that brought life into the world. So how many grandmas are walking around today or crafting or whatever, and they're like doing their family trees, coming to find out that their dad was a KGB officer? Oh, I'm sure that's a pretty common thing. I'm down. Dying here. Just gonna shoot all these bastards. Bam, bam, shank your leg, 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 shank your leg. This zombie's teabagging me. Oh no, I'm going into the arcade. These guys probably won't last long. Somehow they have like thousands and thousands. I haven't seen this many zombies attacking fuckers at level 9. Kobe. Oh, that was more like Kobe in the helicopter. That was a make it. Make it. Made it. Is it a thing now whenever you're purposefully gonna miss a shot to yell out, Kobe and Calabasas. Like you're plugging a date form or something. I know, too soon, whatever. Also been putting out some shit posts, because that's what I do, and purposefully not being good. But where else am I at in life? Real life, not this stupid video game. Ooh, everyone's fallen and they can't get up. Our Universal Yums kit came in, and the one that, I don't know why I almost said island, the country that this month's was Russia, and they sent out a bunch of things. Was like, hey, do you want to change your thing? Because somehow, ironically, that was the month that, Russia was doing the, was the featured country, and we were like, hey, well, I don't think all of these people are the ones causing some shit over there. I'm not even getting into it, but I don't think the makers of these truffle candies, or I don't think most of these people are doing. Oh, these people do know what they're doing, I guess. Take part. Some of the snacks were pretty good from there. I don't know where the other place would have been that they were going to send us snacks from. Would they have not done Russia but then sent us Ukraine snacks? I don't know, but some of them were all right. Check out Universal Yums. Not a sponsor of mine because they're fucking not. What the hell, Universal Yums? I give you money each month. My kids love your shit. Sponsor this thing, why don't you? That'd be pretty cool. Also, I've put it out there a few times. If you're wanting to launder money through a not very successful, not very popular at all podcast, hit me up on Instagram. That is Dumbass Daily. There's David Hasselhoff. He's rocking in the DJ booth. DJ Hasselhoff, pew 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 pew. Another one. Yeah, these people wandered around this map and they turned on some of the power. I don't know exactly what doors they haven't opened, so now I'm just wandering around solo. I think they're in there playing games. The fucking jock is down on the ground again. I think we've all just given up on helping that dickhead up. I have 6 helps and everyone else has 2. The jock has 0. I mean, who all do you think has been helped up a lot of this time? Oh, fuck. The jock just came in and I started back up the robot. He's gonna wander around and be like, oh my god, I'm doing so good. There's no one even in here. Hey, follow me, dickhead. Come on. Come on, buddy. Come over this way, pal. Zombie, zombie. Oh, fuck you, clowns. What else have I watched here lately? Sorry, guys. Watch that new movie with Tom Holland where they're on a planet of gays because all the women were extinct, so, I mean. I don't think it was written to be considered a planet of gays, but that's what it could have been called. I don't know. I can't really tell you anything about the movie. The only thing that stuck out to me that apparently it was a planet full of gays, so that's all I had on that one. Need to buy the new Spider-Man movie. Watch that with Jigsaw maybe tonight. He'll be swinging off the walls and everything. Oh, you weren't expecting the dinosaur to clamp down on your bitch ass clown faces, were you? Go again. Oh, you fucking dinosaur. Run away! And the jock's all like, whoa, bro, why is no one helping me up? Because you suck, you dick. And no one likes you. And you smell like cabbage. You only have $713 for the whole fucking time of being here. The brother, on the other hand, he's rocking a good $5,000. The brother's right there doing good. And I don't know if the guy actually playing the brother is a brother, but the guy in the game is a brother. There's a nerd. There's this white bitch that I am. There's the jock. All three of them are white. And then there's, like, the brother. So, right now I'm playing as this white bitch running around, opening up portals and doors and shit. Now I'm down to $500. Fuck nuts. Release the UFO. Release the Kraken. Oh, leave him down. Don't go help him, nerd. Leave the jock down. Where was he at helping you all the times that you were stuck inside the toilet? He was probably the one who put you in the fucking toilet. Leave him down. Don't go help him. Oh, is the brother down? My brother's not down. Oh, the brother is down. Brother down. Go help the brother out. That guy's good. Oh, the brother died. Man, this is just like a scary movie. Brother's gotta be the first one taken out. Jock was taken out plenty of times. Gun, 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 knife. Gun, 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 knife. Gun, 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 knife. Fuck. Trying to farm up these bitches, but I forgot. I don't even have the freeze gun to farm up these bitches. Throw a grenade. Got you, bitch. Ha. Oh. The UFO's all going around. I don't have the $750 to release the UFO because, I just opened up the doors. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through. Yeah. Fucking security officer's a real dickhead. He won't stop chasing me. Can't stop, won't stop. Oh, almost got smashed there. Run, 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 run. Pop a cap in this bitch ass zombie. The zigzag dive. The five rules of dodgeball also apply to the zombie game. You gotta dip. You gotta dodge, dip, duck, dive, and dodge. What gun do you got, motherfucker? Dude, you just hit him with like an energy weapon. Ah, fuck. This little crawling bitch that I blew its legs off, he got me. Help me. Help. Help me, nerd. You can't find ammo for this one. That's the shitty thing with this first gun. You cannot find ammo. Come on, nerd. Help me, please. Come on, nerd. Ooh, 5, 4, 3, 2. Ooh, the bitch got to me right in time. My hero. Chilling in the arcade now. He's probably like, "What the fuck, bitch? I just picked you up. Why did you ditch me already?" Sorry, nerd. That's life. That's what all the people say. Wait. Oh. Out of ammo. Gotta get a gun. I need a gun. I need a gun. I need more money for that gun. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. I don't have enough money for a gun. I'm gonna die. I'm running around like an idiot because I don't have a gun. Run away, run away, run away, run away. Oh, this dude's lighting off fireworks. We haven't finished any of Neil. We got people leaving the match like fucking crazy. Oh, I gotta run all the way over to the beginning of the fucking level. Refill that bitch. Yeah, I don't get a lot of kills because I don't really get the automatic weapons. In my opinion, the automatic weapons, yeah, they're good and everything, but they caught. Oh, I'm stupid. I had an ammo crate. The automatic ones are good, but I waste a lot of bullets and then they cost so much more to refill. And then the M1 and the starting pistol is good whenever you pack a punch them. What the fuck do you got here, buddy? Oh, is the brother back? No, the brother's not back. That's the jock. That dickhead's just hanging out here. What the fuck are you doing, man? You're still doing the punch slap thing? That's why you're dying. Leave me alone. Fuck you, zombie. Oh shit. Don't even know what's happening right now. Oh, that's why. That big motherfucker's here, but I'm already right here by the crocodile. And oh fuck, it went down. It's supposed to smash him. So I'm gonna slide right on past him. Oh, fucking A. Now he's firing his laser out of his big stupid head. Melee kill. 10. You're out your fucking mind. I had all these bitches chasing me. Get the brute out. Oh, fuck. I went the wrong way. All I gotta do is circle them all right here and wait until I see the big guy. I'll have to run back. Bam. Smashed him. I need that head to go down on the fucking brute. So, I gotta kind of farm up these dickheads. Oh. And he caught it. Okay, cool. Now he's firing his laser because he's a dickhead. People are coming up from behind me. But I have that insta-kill happening on this gun right now. I could just. Oh! Dodge that bitch. Yeah. The brute's a fun battle. I'm glad that he showed up here before. I was just about to log out and quit recording this shitty episode, and now the brute's here and it's a whole party. There's the bang bangs that I'm always looking for. There's so much shit in this level. It's like really hard to remember it all, and then you stop playing it for a while, and then it all sort of starts coming back to you. Where's the big guy? There he is. Shoot you in your big dumb head. Slide down these here slides. Whee! Now the big guy, who knows? Did he slide down the slides? Of course he did. He's tall enough to ride that ride. Run! Found an ammo clip. Currently sitting at 4,000 doll hairs though. So, I mean, still haven't found the boom box. It's in the I mean, I know where it's at. It's underground. I just don't want to waste the money and go under there. Alligator's teeth are broke out. If I had enough tickets, I would buy that. Someone just killed the brute, I think. Nope. They might have. Oh, no. The brothers. No, it's the nerd. Hey man, don't help up the jock. Just run past him, okay? He's probably shitting his pants because of the brute. Man, if I would have pack-a-punched that gun. I'm coming back with 300. I don't really have anything whenever I vanish. That's worth me spending that cash on, so I just get a different gun at 3,943 doll hairs currently, so. If this nerd can survive brute, I've already broke the teeth. Need to get the I think it's 300 tickets for the gold teeth, and then put those in there. Oh, fuck, someone left. That's just me and the nerd. Okay, well, Jock left. Must have been shitting his pants. I don't know what to do! It'd be pretty cool if at this point someone joined the game with 25,000. If you are a current listener of The Daily Dumbass, hosted by Dipshit Dal, available anywhere where you podcast, and you want to complete the Easter egg with me, that'd be pretty cool. You'd be aces in my book. Fucking A. One more point. All right, let's get back in here. Oh, man. The nerd just went down. That means that big guy's gonna still be roaming around. Oh, yep, fuck yeah, there he is. Well, guess what, guys? This might just about be the end. Fuck yeah, this is the end. I'm down, the nerd's down. We made it to round 13, okay? It's pretty cool. Yeah, usually by that point I would have had my gun pack-a-punched and I would have went ahead and pack-a-punched that first starting pistol, and then it makes it have each one has like grenades on it, and then it's a bullet that explodes and you kill the brute right away with that. And then also if I would have had my M1 fully upgraded, or pack-a-punched it, and then also throughout the oh, fuck, the Fate and Fortune card that has the bullseye in it. I'm drawing a blank on what that one's called. You could take out the brute really easy because he's stupid, and you just keep on shooting him with the upgraded one of the first two guns that you could get. You just shoot him with that a bunch of times after it's been pack-a-punched, and he's done. But this has been swell. This is 37 minutes. It's a little bit bigger than like how Bill Burr calls it. He's been doing slider episodes where he's only doing 30 minutes, not an hour. But this one's 37. It's a little bit longer than the 23 that I usually shoot for. So whatever. Thanks for listening. If not, then go fuck yourself. And please leave me a 5-star review and tell your friends to listen to it. I know it's not good, but hey, like Bert Kreischer just described himself, this could be a penny stock that will blow the fuck up one day. Putting it out there in the universe, it's gonna live on a satellite longer than any of us are alive because we're all destined to die by 2060, apparently. Thank you. Have a good day. I am Daily Dumb. I am Dipshit Dal. This is the Daily Dumbass. Deuces. Dumbass. 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 Dumbass.